It was February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper.
Chan Romero was 17, living in Billings, Montana, when he heard the news.
Oh, I was devastated. I was getting ready for school that morning, and on TV and the radio, I could not believe what I was hearing.
Part of the reason Chan was devastated was that he was a young Latino rocker too, just like Richie. He had already formed a band, and he had also written a song that was bound to get you dancing. I can't keep with this hippie, hippie shake. Hippie, hippie shake. The song caught the attention of a local Montana DJ named Don Redfield. In fact, Don was the guy who first introduced Richie's music to Chan.
And he said, this guy here sounds just like you, or you sound like him. And it was Richie Valens singing his first big hit, Donna. Oh, Donna. Oh, Donna. The other, on the flip side of that record, was La Bamba. Of course, I fell in love with the record, and we learned those songs. That was some of the first songs we learned.
Richie's death left a gaping hole in rock music. It also left music industry insiders searching for someone to carry on his legacy. That's when Don sent Chan's cut of Hippie Hippie Shake to Richie's manager, a guy named Bob Keane.
He said, I believe Chan is going to be the successor to Richie Valens because they have so much in common, not only sounding alike, but said their heritage is about the same, Mexican, Indian, just so much in common.
Bob Keane flew Chan out to L.A. They recorded Hippie Hippie Shake in the same studio where Richie recorded his hits and with the same musicians.
Bob Keane probably thought, well, I'll use the same winning formula.
That's Mark Guerrero, another Latino rocker and Chan's good friend.
Same studio, same musicians. It worked before, it'll work again.
And the formula did work. For a while. Hippie Hippie Shake did well, especially in the UK and Australia. And several bands were covering it. The Swinging Blue Jeans, the Georgia Satellites, and some young blokes from Liverpool.
And now, Paul, would you suggest a number?
This is one that we used to do a long time ago at the Cavern, and I think it's one that most people know by now. It's called Hippie Hippie Shake. For goodness sake, I got
that Hippie Hippie Shake. The Beatles. Live on BBC Radio in July 1963. Paul McCartney listed Chan as one of his early influences. Meanwhile, Bob Keane incorporated Chan so much into Richie's world that Chan almost embodied Richie. He introduced Chan to Richie's mother, Connie, and Connie invited him to live with their family for several months.
She wanted me to stay in Richie's room, and Richie still had all of his clothes in there that he had when he passed. Even the guitar that was in the airplane crash, it had a hard shell case. I was quite, you know, amazed that she would let me stay in there.
One morning, Chan was eating with Connie and her sister.
We were having breakfast. She had made breakfast for us, and she told her in Spanish, Dios me quitó un hijo y me trajo otro. God took my son and he brought me another one. That just pretty well blew me away.
But Chan's success in Richie's footsteps could only last so long, because Chan wasn't Richie Valens. Chan was a respected artist in his own right, but living in Richie's room, performing in Richie's studio, with Richie's bandmates, Chan literally didn't have the space to explore his own sound, which is something many Latinos were dealing with on a larger scale.
You know, when we talk about rock and roll, a lot of times we talk about the birth of rock and roll being this hybrid form of white country western music and black rhythm and blues.
That's Nicholas Centino, a Chicano pop culture scholar at UCLA.
And any influence that might be anything that's not white or black typically tends to get not paid as much attention to. And a part of that sort of, you know, third space that Latino artists fill also tend to get ignored or tend to get marginalized. And so we're allowed to have a Richie Valens or we're allowed to have a Chan Romero at a time.
What's sad is that even Richie didn't have the space to explore his own sound either because he died when he was just 17. Who knows all the different ways his sound could have developed had he lived? And who knows how Chan would have flourished if he wasn't thrust into Richie's world. Some people might think of Chan as a one-hit wonder, but his life hasn't revolved around the pop charts. Chan stopped performing full-time in 1967 when he found Christianity. These days, you can find him doing local gigs or playing at church.
We still love music, and I write a lot of gospel now. And I did do an album not too long ago.
Chan's 74 now. He's got 12 kids, 48 grandkids, and 29 great-grandkids. He still has the same greaser pompadour, but it's a little thinner now. At one point, he opened an auto body shop to bring in some extra cash. He's thought about getting back into music full-time, but for the most part, he's content. And every now and again, he does get out there to shake his hips.
Thanks to Shara Morris for that story. You know, this idea that there's only enough space for one teen Latino heartthrob, it's sort of like, you know how in Aziz Ansari's TV show Master of None, he has like this whole rant about how there can't be more than one Indian actor. Now it's no longer just a show, it's an Indian show. It's kind of like that except with rock.
And in general, there is some space for Latinos in rock and roll, but not too much because rock music is white and black. It's the country right. And the blues.
And if there's too many Latinos, like the narrative explodes. Too complicated.
Exactly. And so coming up, we're going to hear the story of a band who found an interesting workaround for that. And they ended up inspiring, you could say, a whole new genre.
Plus the Chicana who rioted before Riot Girl. Stay with us.